Hold on.
Now I muted myself. Yeah, we're going to find something for you, dog. Here we go. Yeah, we're going to find something for you, dog. But all right, let's get this motherfucking kicked out. We got you, dog. Here we go. Let's get it.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. Badboymembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
Hey there, boys, we've got me here. Yes, brother, God save the pop queen. We're here with Mr. Locario, tied to the dating game, yeah, mate. What's going on, Mr. Locario, man? Yes, tonight. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Hey, 201, we'll bring you in 1 second, guys. We'll show you all the number real quick, 515-605-9373, but let's play this real quick first.
The following program is rated MAN. What does that mean? That means Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams aren't here to give your ass chicken soup. They're here to change the way you think, so you can start getting some pussy instead of being treated like one. You can sit on the sidelines like most weak men, or you can get into the game. Call in. The lines are open. My question is, who's reading the first fucking email?
All right, well, there you go. Well, we ain't reading emails. We got a call real quick. Area code 201. Yeah, let's go straight to the call. Area code 201. What's your question, brother? What's up?
All right, hey, what's going on, guys? I'm new to watching y'all, and y'all got great game. I see it. Y'all results is A1. And what I really want to get down to ask y'all is, like, I've been trying to figure out how to play chess. Now, this is like a life question because I'm trying to get it together. Self-improvement is my game right now. And just chess, how do I get started? What are the key factors? And what are some mistakes I don't want to make early in the game? You feel me?
Wow. All right, Lucar, would you like to go first, sir?
What's the way he said, how does he get what?
Oh, 1 second, 201. How do you play chess? He wants to know how to play the game of chess when it comes to, I guess, life and women and stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, that's an interesting question because I actually don't even know how to play the actual game of chess. But
right.
I'll say, I've never played that shit. That's the funny part. But this is what I would say, though, as far as, like, you know, succeeding in life. It's really about making a decision and to it and following it all the way through to the end. You know what I'm saying? So the a lot of people, what they do is that they come up with ideas or they try to make something happen or they want to do something, but they never commit to it and they don't follow it through. You understand what I'm saying? So you just have, like, I remember because I put out one of my raps the other day, but I had a line in one of my raps back in the day that said, I don't succeed because I am smart. I succeed because I finish what I start.
Oh.
And so that's how. That's what it is. You got to follow through on what you're doing and keeping that going. But Steve, what you thoughts on?
Well, 201. What I would say as far as chess goes, what I teach guys is that you gotta. You don't worry about your opponent. You don't worry about the pieces of the chessboard. What you got to do is you got to learn the chessboard, your chessboard, and the rules in which the pieces navigate through. So what you got to do first is you got to establish your laws, rules, codes, principles, legacy statement, vision statement, and mission statement. Once you create that, you got to live off of that. The pieces are what you show women or what you're showing everybody else, and the pieces move based off of you standing on your square. See, it's all about standing on your square, standing on your principle and live off the interest. So what you got to do and what a lot of guys don't do is they create things, but they don't live by the things that they create. That's why they have so much chaos. Lucario here, he constantly is working on himself. He constantly has laws, rules, and codes. But any woman that runs into him will know that he's about what he says because he stands on who he is versus what he wants a woman to see him as, okay? Does that make any sense, 201?
Okay, yo, this is a good game right here. I definitely took some notes. Yo, I appreciate it, and I thank you because it's all good knowledge that's going to help me better myself. Like, really, really, I keep doing your thing. Don't ever stop this shit. I see you be trolling here. I don't know why you troll people who actually try to give you keys to life. Some shouldn't do. These niggas ain't got nothing to do better else than to do that. But, yo, y'all keep doing your thing and don't stop this shit because the game y'all giving is real and this shit is helping people. So, you know, that's all I got to say. Y'all take care and y'all enjoy y'all day. Stay safe.
You too, brother. Thank you. Great call. Very great call. Guys, y'all have the number 515-605-9373. Lucario, please, I know you got the first email. Please read the first email, sir.
All right, cool. Hold on. Let me get to this real quick. All right, so this one says, me and my girl have been together for 7 years, and we just broke up because I was cheating on her. Or she caught me cheating on her. I wanted to get back with her. We have been texting back and forth for the past 5 months, and I finally went over her house, and we hooked up. But now, for the last 2 times I hit her up, she hasn't been returning my text. What can I do to get her back?
No, the question... question should be, what should you do to let her go? You
right.
got, yeah, you guys, listen, you're going to get, like, in this game, if you're not supposed to get caught cheating because your woman should know that you have other women. That's where y'all go wrong. Y'all try to cover up, you try to cover up what you're doing. As a man, you shouldn't be in a solid relationship. I always tell you, man, if you want to be in a relationship or something like that, yes, you're right, but as a man, you're going to be with a lot of women. And it's very important to let these women know the truth. You know what? I am seeing people. I'm seeing other people. So that way, you eliminate all the bullshit. But what he did was he tried to play the game on the back end, and he tried to cheat the game. He got caught, busted, and now he's talking about, I want her back. You already lost her as soon as she saw that you were not a distrust. You weren't trustworthy, basically. So what I say for him is just throw her back, charge her to the game, throw her back in the water. But if you made her toes curl in the bedroom mentally, she will come back because most guys won't do the shit that myself and Lucario are teaching you. Lucario?
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, cause he's talking about, like, they've been together for all this time, but then usually what happens is sometimes when you break up with somebody, right, y'all might have a little back and forth, especially if y'all been together for a long time. But the thing is, he needs to keep it moving and then let her keep it moving so it don't get too messy. Because he said he went back and he hooked up, whatever. But now she ain't really trying to hit him up or return his text or whatever, because she's probably, in a moment, she was like, yeah, I want to see you. But then the next moment, she's thinking, oh, you know, what the fuck did I just do? You understand? Because women, they're always just doing the things that they're doing based off of how they're feeling at the moment. Like, women don't think in a linear way. It's more just moment to moment. So, like, one moment she was like, okay, I'll hook up with you because I miss you. The next moment she's like, I'm not going to call you back because I'm thinking about the fact that you cheated on me. So it's a bunch of back and forth shit. So, and the thing is, I always tell guys this, and even women is that, you know, there's a reason you broke up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so a lot of times, instead of people just learning from their mistakes and moving on, they keep trying to hold on to the situation. And I'm like, you don't really grow that way. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes you got to just keep that shit pushing.
Yeah, absolutely. And for a lot of you guys out there, I know it's crazy to say when we tell you to tell women the truth about that you have other women, it really helps you out more because it gives you more value, more stock. Because if you're blowing her mind away, most women don't want other women to have the good things that who would make you are. And I'll use not to say LaCaro is. I'm just using it as an example. If there is a woman A, let's say a woman A was with Lucario, and he's with women B and C and D, and he's treating them all well, and woman A starts to get all mad and she wants to leave and all that other shit, she's going to think twice because she's going to think about what he is to her. And a lot of women are jealous. Women don't want to have what other women have. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is y'all just got to know that when it comes to this game, you don't lie to these women. Just let them know, look, this is my situation. This is where I'm at. And like I told you before, LaCaro, I want her to ask me, well, if you have all these other women, what do you want from me? And like I say, hey, I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should be fucking me. So what say you, LaCaro, on that, brother?
Nah, that's, I mean, look, man, guys, you gotta stop always trying to get back with your ex. Like, I've been seeing a lot of videos like that. How to get back with your ex. Three ways. I'm like, yo, just, bro, call it a day, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's this is the thing. Again, some of y'all just need to have conversations with your girl if you know you want to fuck with other women. Just be like, listen, we're going to be together, but from time to time, yeah, I might want to have sex with other girls. And just keep it like that. And that's it. You know what I'm saying?
April's funny. Okay, so do you want to answer this real quick before we go to mine?
How did
if y'all got questions, put a question, and if y'all, because we want to answer the chat room, we don't want to leave y'all out. But LaCaro, you wanna answer that first, or shall I?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay, really, guys, if you do your homework, what happened was the biggest turnaround that created what you see right now was I think it was August 7th, 2007, when the VH1 released a TV show called The Pickup Artist. Once that show got released on the air, it showed women what these guys were doing, and women did their research. And what happened, there was a change and a break at that time, because at that point, women had game, and LaCaro, a lot of the game was in the strip clubs. You know, the strippers was running game on women. You had a few gold diggers. But at this point, women started to realize that it wasn't about the lies and gimmicks. It was the fact that most of these guys were scared of women. So something changed, and then the PUAs started to be hunted. They were the hunters, LaCaro. They become the hunted.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, instead of being a pickup artist, all of a sudden you notice in 2010, after that point, it was women are the scourge of the earth. It's not fair what women are doing to us and stuff. So, Lakar, I would say you on that, brother.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of these groups, like, you know, the Black Pill, MGTOW, all that other stuff, a lot of them, you know, it stems from them trying to find a group to belong to. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because they already feel lonely. They feel like, you know, nobody likes them, and they feel insecure. So they want to have something to relate to. They want to have a bunch of other guys who are going through that same shit to sort of like gravitate to. You understand? But the problem is that most of it is, you know, and I'll probably say damn near all of it is clouded in insecurity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the whole Black Pill thing, the whole MGTOW thing, that's still, you know, clouded in insecurity, because the whole Black Pill thing is they're always talking about, well, if you don't look good, you can't get girls, and it's over for you, and that's the end-all be-all.
Right.
You know, and the whole MGTOW thing, you know, and I've always said this, and you know, dudes just don't want to come to terms with this, but if you say you're a man going your own way, right, what happens is that you're saying you're going your own way from women. So therefore, you're tying your whole movement and your whole self to women. You understand? And so this is why when you watch a lot of MGTOW videos, it's 99% about women. It ain't about anything else but women. So the thing is that as a man, you should be going your own way literally. Like, you do your own thing as a man. But to have to announce it, that means that you're tying yourself to something, which is that specific thing, which is woman. So that's the thing that makes it, you know, some insecure shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that it's just a regurgitation of what was going on in the early, late 90s and early 2000s, where guys were just using manipulation to a lot of these young men to say, okay, well, it used to be, it's called a squeeze page. I'm just like you. I'm a loser. I never got a woman. And then I took this magical pill. So what happened was these guys decided to create cults. And if you notice how a cult works, everybody's regurgitating things that the cult leader says. And you'll notice that. The thing about that, I always talk about Lucario. The thing about Lucario is Lucario stands on Lucario. Lucario, like the one thing I love about Lucario is that he's not trying to teach you how to be Mr. Lucario. He keeps telling you this thing. His moniker and his thing is the truth is inside of you. He keeps pushing that to you guys, whereas the cult is saying, I'm the truth. Follow what I'm saying, and you can. And I'll just give an example with, like, religion. I'm not trying to make it religion. I'm just giving example religion. But for a lot of you guys who are religious, you know that you can have a straight line to God, right? You can talk to God, right? But somewhere along the line, somebody decided, you know what? Let me create religion, Islam, Christianity. Let me be the gap stop between you and your line to God, and you worship me, and through me, I will see if you can get up there. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same thing that's going on right now. A lot of guys they want to be worshiped by you. And if you listen to how you talk, because, like, back in the day, remember Lucario? They would use negging, escalation, and all that other stuff to describe a language. So, Lucario, what say you? We keep going, but what say you on that, brother?
Right, because Aqua Dragon in the chat, he was like, he said, what did he say? I'm looking over. He said, we are not necessarily going away from women, bro. Because, you know, Aqua Dragon, he's a MGTOW.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wait, what did you say?
Going away from women. And see, this is the thing. This is what I'm trying to explain to you guys. The actual saying of it is the thing that makes it ridiculous. So, for example, do I have to come on a screen and be like, hey, guys, I'm black? Or do you just see that I'm black? You understand what I'm saying? You just see it. I don't got to tell you I'm black. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what if I was, every time I was like, yo, I'm black Lucario. You understand what I'm saying? Like I'm black man Lucario. You can see that I'm black. Why you got to say it? It's the same thing with MGTOW. If you are a man, you should be going your own way anyway. You should be doing your own thing. Why do I have to keep saying it? Why do I have to make it a thing? You understand what I'm saying? So it's redundant, right? In the literal essence of it, it's redundant as far as if you're literally looking at what it's saying. Men going their own way. You're supposed to be going your own way as a man because that's what men do. But in the context of what MGTOW is, right? MGTOW is specifically talking about going their own way in relation to women. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's always in relation to something that probably happened to them negatively when it came to dealing with a woman. But it's something that's always like in this, you know, oh, well, I'm trying to shield myself. Because even Aqua Dragon called in before and he was like, you know, he didn't want to get his heart broken. That's what he said. You see what I mean? So this is what we're talking about.
Yeah. And real quick, I always say, and hopefully he'll realize, you don't know the worth and value of yourself and your name. And I'm sad that you feel that you want to follow something that you know nothing about. You're listening to people that are telling you that your last name isn't good enough and that you need to follow a group of other men that's telling you to run away from something that has nothing to do with the game, women. You know, all they, like Lucario said, all they do is talk about women, but women have nothing to do with the game. And yet everything that y'all talk about is women. Everything that y'all are based on is women. You want to go away from women. Women are the problem. Women are this, women are that, and women have nothing to do with the game. So you can be all the MGTOW you want, But eventually you're gonna try to be a man, and that time a woman see how weak the fuck you are, she gonna run your motherfucking ass, and then you're gonna be really sad and mad because you ain't gonna have no buddies to help you out and shit. So, you know, it is what you wanna do, brother. All right, so here we go. Let's get to the next question right here, guys. Y'all wanna call in 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Here we go, Lucario. Here's the question. I matched with a girl on Bumble. We started talking and we hit it off. We spoke the other day for the next 2 days. I wanted to ask her out on a date and she never got back to. Well, he said, I wanted to ask her out on a date, but she never got back to me. She never got back to me after I asked her about her dog. I really wanted to try to get to know her, and I'm really annoyed that I couldn't ask her out. This happened a little less than a week ago. Are my chances blown with this woman? What should I do differently next time?
Wait, so he matched with a girl on Bumble, and then he said that. Did he say he tried to ask her out?
Well, no, he didn't ask her out. He asked her about her dog.
Why he fucking up.
Right. Shit, shit.
Listen, guys, when you're on an online dating site, man, get to the fucking point. You understand what I'm saying? Look, I always say your first message should be about y'all getting together. So if you match with a girl on Tinder or Bumble or whatever, the first message should be like, hey, what's up? When are you free? We should get together and get a drink. Yeah. That should be your first fucking message. When are you free? Let's get together and get a drink. You know what I'm saying? So that she can respond to that. If you ask her, hey, how's you? What about your dog? And what? You understand? Like, you don't even, because even if she responded to you about her dog, you're still just wasting more time talking about nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You're not talking about actually getting together and doing something. So the thing is, you always want to make it to where you're getting to the point so you can see if a girl's actually trying to come see you. If she's actually serious about coming to make some happen, because a lot of women online, there's a lot of women online who are attention whores who have no interest in actually meeting you. So you don't want to waste time with those girls because they'll sit on there, they're bored, they'll be swiping just because they're bored to see what's going to go down, but they're not necessarily trying to go out and meet anybody. That's their thought process. Now, if they match with a guy that they're interested in or sexually attracted to, then they'll probably change their mind. But there are girls on there specifically just to waste fucking time. So you want to weed out those girls by making sure you let them know, hey, listen, let's do this. When are you free? So that should be the conversation. That should be 95% of your conversation on online dating is just about setting up a time to meet up. Everything else is just a bunch of nonsense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, guys, this is the problem with a lot of you guys do. And I'm going to use this as an example right here. The problem is that y'all don't know what the fuck y'all talking about when it comes
to. Yeah. Teachers,
man, how to be alpha. Yeah. Hey, it's not even an alpha. I'm laughing at. They talking about how really females operate. This is why you lose. Who gives a fuck how females operate? Who cares about how the fuck females operate?
And on top of that, they don't teach men how females really operate. Let me tell you guys something. This is gonna explain this shit so simple right now. Let's say you have like a guy who is, let's say you have a guy who's a nerd. You understand? He ain't got no game. He's goofy, right? And he says, hey, I'm gonna tell you how girls really operate. Girls, they play you, they let you take them out for 3 dates, and they never give you any pussy, right? So he's like, this is how girls operate. Then you're going to have another guy who's smooth, who's charismatic, who's on point, and he's going to be like, well, listen, this is how girls operate. You talk to them, you spit that shit in their ear, and they fuck the shit out of you, right? So you got two different guys with two different experiences of how women operate. You see what I'm saying? So what MGTOWs will do most of the time, they'll tell you how women operate, but they're telling you how they operate when in relation to a guy they're not that interested in, to a guy that they have no respect for, to a guy that they don't care about. You see what I'm saying? That's how women operate to guys like that. So when MGTOWs are talking about how women really fully operate or really operate, they're talking about it from a perspective of a man who keeps getting played. They're talking about it from a perspective of a man who isn't getting anything going with women. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the whole thing when you watch videos about MGTOW, like, oh, women, female nature, they're evil, and they're going to take you for this, and they're going to play you, and they're going to treat you bad. that's your experience because that's what you've been getting from women. If you talk to a guy who's a player, if you talk to a guy who gets pussy, his conversation will be totally different. He'll be like, yo, chicks be treating me good. Chicks be buying me shit. They be sucking my dick. They be fucking the shit out of me. They be calling me all day. You understand what I'm saying? That's what the difference is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like I say, if the game ain't about women, why even – see, here's the problem. The problem is women have too much power over you guys. These women have so much power over you, you decide to create a group of other guys that are complaining about women or trying to run away from women. That's how much power the woman has over you, and you don't even realize it. Because as a man, the game is not about women at all. These motherfuckers are a perk to a fucking man. They have nothing. They're not special. But you made them so special that you took your name and got rid of it to add a name of some guy who told you to add the name. That's how sad you are. But like I said before, this is the problem. See, guys like him and the guy on the email, they all do the same thing. They have no sense of self. They don't know who the fuck they are. They don't know what they want. And then that guy who got turned down is the same guy that's going to run to a group of other guys because he's going to feel that the woman is the problem. It's the woman's fault. Women are the scourge of the earth. And this is where it comes because he never stood on anything, like you say, Licario. He never went for what he wanted. He does what all these little goofy-ass motherfuckers do, beat around the bush, ask a bunch of boring questions, walk on eggshells, and then all of a sudden when a woman can smell that your pussy is tighter than hers and she don't want to fuck with you, then, come on, what the fuck does a dog have to do with the fact that you trying to get at her? Why would you even ask a woman about her dog? But you want to know why? Because you don't have no sense of self. And like Licario said, you don't have any truth inside of you. Your truth is somebody else's truth. Your truth is what somebody tells you your truth is. And then all of a sudden you get mad because a woman who has more game than most of you motherfuckers guys have right now realizes, I don't even want to waste my time with this guy. And here's the worst part. He still want the bitch, even though she stopped talking to him, Licario, he still wants to know why or how I can get her back. See that power, Licario? See how they do that shit, man?
I want to address James Vault.
All right, wait, let me go. James Vault, where is he at? James.
He's at 12:35 or probably his time, 11:35.
Okay, 11:35. James Vault, okay. All right, here we go.
Yeah, so he said, the getting to the point shit makes you seem thirsty. I guess thirsty, James. A quick intro, what's up, how are you, and then ask. He's talking about on the online dating site. He's saying, that's all I'm telling you guys, get to the point. No, you got to understand, it's not about thirstiness and none of that shit. It's about time efficiency. You don't need to fucking tell a girl, hey, what's up, how you doing? Because you don't care about how she's doing. You understand what I'm saying? You don't care about her. So why are you even doing that in the first place?
The thing is that
when y'all match together, she sees your picture, she sees what you write in your profile, right? So what happens is that's the intro, my dude. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's already there. So now it's like, look, we match. What's good? Because what you want to see, this is what you want to do with women. when you're giving women too much space to bullshit you, they will bullshit you. You understand what I'm saying? They will bullshit you. So you want to be able to give them a small enough window or you want to have them to, you know, in a way where they have no room to bullshit you. So if I match with a girl and I say, hey, what's up? Listen, when are you free this week so we can get together and get a drink, right? She has to answer that. If she doesn't answer that, she's revealed herself as an attention whore. She's revealed herself as being uncooperative. She's revealed herself as a chick who's not really about what I'm trying to do. And so what I'm saying is she either has one or two things to do. She can respond to that and say, oh, I'm free this day. I'm free that day. We can meet this day. Or she can respond saying some other bullshit. And when she says the other bullshit, I know that she's on some bullshit. And then I just move on to the next girl. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that you want to be extremely time efficient with this because the women know if they want to actually see you or not, if they want to meet you or not. But you going back and forth and talking a whole bunch of nonsense, that's not doing anything but giving her more attention, which she can soak that up and then just keep it moving. Because what happens is for women, attention, that shit is is everything. So the more attention you're giving her, she's going to keep taking more attention, and then she can take that, fill her fucking ego up, and then keep it moving. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're always getting to the point, so all she has to do is respond to that thing. And if she's responding to that thing, that's showing that already that she's being cooperative from the jump. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and another thing, I think I need to understand thirst. I think y'all got the misconception of thirst. Let me give you an example. A regular guy and Miss Lucario can say that both the exact thing to a woman, where Lucario is not going to come off thirsty and you are. See, what y'all guys need to understand with thirst is when you put a woman above yourself, okay, that means when you worship her, you worry about what she says. You're scared to approach her. You're scared to talk to her. Anything that comes out of your mouth is going to be thirsty. Whereas Lucario can say the exact thing you say and not be thirsty, he comes off sexy and cute and funny and witty and flirty. Why? Because he's putting himself first. So you guys don't understand. You got to stop this. You know, if you say this, you're coming off thirsty. No, it's how you feel makes you come off thirsty. So y'all got to understand what thirst means and everything. Lucario, what say you on that real quick?
Nah, that's real talk. Again, it's energy too, because remember, two guys could say and do the same exact thing. You understand what I'm saying? And one is going to come off a certain way and one's going to come off a different way. So a lot of it comes from your intentions, your confidence, your energy, that feeling you put behind the words and the actions that you do when you're dealing with women, which is something that guys got to cultivate on their own while they're doing what they do. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right, let's go to a quick Lucario commercial, guys. Y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number, 515-605-9373 is the number. You're here with Mr. Lucario, the bad boy who has the seminar tonight, guys. Try to get into that shit. Here we go, Mr. Lucario.
Guys, do you want to attract women faster and easier without the lies and the gimmicks? Are you ready to eliminate the fear and anxiety? Do you want to develop the edge that all women desire? Then go to the badboymembership.com and let Mr. Lucario show you the way. Remember, guys, the truth is inside you. Now it's time for your truth to get between her legs.
All right, and I love that one. And let me get this one to you guys real quick. Here you go. Bam.
Guys, are you ready to become a single-minded man? The Man Mindset has one-on-one coaching, free boot camps, tons of videos, archived shows from the past, a dating chat line with women on right now, a cooking show to create smooth-ass meals for women, and so much more. God damn, Steve, you're doing your thing. TheManMindset.com. We're more than just a dating site. We are a lifestyle.
All right, guys, we're back. Guys, go ahead and call in. Lucario, you are up. Here's the number, guys, if y'all want to call in. Go ahead, Mr. Lucario. You got it, sir.
All right, cool. Guys, make sure you guys get them likes up, man. We got 165 people watching and only 45 likes. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, Lucario. Hey, no, we got – no, sorry, correction. We have 230 people in. And
oh,
we only,
damn.
Yeah, so, guy, you know, Lucario don't like that shit. Get your likes up, man. Yeah,
you know
you're Lucario. Get your likes up.
So this one, it says, how do you deal with, or what would you say in the situation? Say you have two girls you like, say you have two girls and you like girl A more than girl B. You ask girl B, hey, when are you free? And she says, Saturday. But you know maybe later that night or tomorrow you might talk to girl A and you definitely want to chill with her Saturday. How do you buy yourself time without being on some bullshit? Because if you don't set something up with girl A and you delay with B, then you end up having nothing planned. So,
all right. This is what we call managing your roster. And this is something that a lot of guys don't understand. When you get in this game, you got the women are going to be your second job. You got to deal with a lot of emotions, a lot of jealousy, a lot of questions, a lot of where you at, where you doing, why aren't you talking to me, why are you with that bitch today, and when are you going to see me? So What you got to do is learn how to manage your roster. And that's why I tell you, women do this all the time. They have a roster from like 1 to 10. They know the most important guy from the motherfucking guy that's not. And the one that's most important gets most of her time. So what I'm saying for you guys is if you have more than one woman, you've got to learn how to manage your time. You've got to figure out, remember, you don't have to dole, you got to dole your time out how you want to dole it out. But you can't sit here and be at the 12th hour and be like, oh, shit, what am I going to do with girl A? Like you're saying, Licario, I got girl B and all this other stuff. No, you need to go ahead and let old girl know, you know what, you get a little bit of my time tonight or later on tonight. We'll wake up to get in the morning. You cook me breakfast, blah, blah, blah. And then you get with other girl, you know what, I'm going to be free for lunch. You can have lunch or when I get off work. So you got to learn how to manage your time. Licario, what say you on that, sir?
Right. Now, that's real talk. And you know, it's funny because in the email he said he liked girl A more than girl B, but then he contacted girl B first to try to set some up, which is ridiculous. So why would you try to set up something with the girl you like the least first and then try to, you know, see what's popping with the girl you like the most? Like, set up the one with the girl you want first, and then if that don't pan out, then you set up the one with the chick, the plan B. That's what the plan B is for. If you want to see both of them, just have some time management. Be like, look, I'm going to see you Saturday, I'm going to see you Sunday. And that's that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it don't got to be anything too complicated. But a lot of dudes, you know, they don't know how to, because see, women generally will do this. Women will generally like say, oh, I have two guys that want to see me. And I already told this one guy on Saturday I'll see him, but I like the new guy. So I'm going to flake on this guy on Saturday and fill him with the new guy instead of just managing the time and seeing both of them during the week. So you guys got to don't be on that feminine shit. Learn how to schedule, learn how to have time management, do all that other shit when you're dealing with these women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, guys, at the end of the day, man, you because you're running things, and women know they're working for you, and they know if they fuck up, you get rid of them. And you just got to, at the end of the day, a lot of you guys, we rolling up pretty soon to the holiday season where it's going to get a lot tougher because there's going to be a lot of, I want you to come see my family. I want to cook for you for Thanksgiving. I want to go out of town with you. And it's not just one woman. It's going to be several women. Rolls into Christmas, the same thing. So you got to start managing your roster now and let these women know where their place are. And you got, like we did before, they got to know there's other women. You're not the only woman. So you only get a little bit of my time. If I'm not with you, I'm with somebody else. And don't bother me while I'm with someone else because you don't want somebody else to bother me when I'm with you type shit. So you got to hold that shit down and let them know the deal. Licario, what you got on that, brother?
Right. Nah, that's some real talk, man. That's some real talk. And I was looking in the chat at 1146. He said, it's AM. He said, Mr. Licario, what's good? Is it acceptable in game to view women strictly as entertainment? That's AM at 1246.
Oh, is it 12? So 1146 to 1246. 1146 is my time.
Yeah, 1146 on your time.
All right, let me see. I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah.
He says, is it acceptable to game? Is it acceptable in the game to view women strictly as entertainment?
46. I got a bunch of 46s. Facts, 46, yeah. Support the game. Know. All right, wait, that's 1146.
Here you go, right?
Okay, here you go.
Right. So this is the thing. If you want to view women as entertainment, I'm guessing he's talking about, like, you know, just having a little fun with them and keeping it pushing, which is cool. But if you're going to do that, then be real about that. You understand? With the girl. Be like, listen, I'm just trying to do this with you. I'm trying to, you know, this is what I want to do with you. I want us to do these things. Right? I want to meet up, hook up, have some fun a few times, and then I'm going to be out or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
But be real with that. Don't try to use a woman as entertainment, but then make her think or pretend that it's something serious. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what a lot of dudes do. They'll be on some shit where they'll pretend it's something serious, but then try to act, you know, on the back end. They're like, oh, I'm just fucking with her on some regular whatever shit, and then keep trying to keep it moving. So just be authentic with it. And let her know what it is, and then you just, you know, do what you got to do.
Right. You got, like, I'll use football as an example. I need a team, right? And every team has a different position that they do well. I need a team of wide receivers. I need a team of offensive linemen. I need a running back, a quarterback. I need a team, right? And everybody does different things for me. So what I would keep telling you guys is that no knock on women and stuff, but this is why they create teams. They're smart enough to create a guy that's going to be their chauffeur, a guy that's going to fucking pay her bills, buy her drinks, dinners, put up her Christmas lights, fix shit for her, and be the shoulder to cry on. She knows how to build it and her bank account to pay bills. She knows how to build a team. What you guys need to start looking at is who your team is going to be. You should have a woman that fix you breakfast every morning. You should have a woman that fix you lunch, one that fix you dinner. You should have one that's a masseuse. Like when you're having a rough day and you just want a massage, she takes all her clothes off. You come in, she just rubs you down. She knows her role and she plays it well. You need to have one chick that you roll with, you know, that's your eye candy and things like that. So it's not that you're playing games with these women. You're just saying, I know what you're good in. This is your role for me. Where do you fit in? Get in where you fit in, because what do you bring to the table, right? It's not about your ass and your pussy. What do you bring to the table? And when I figure that you can catch the ball well, all right, I'm going to put you on the wide receivers. You're going to be with the wide receivers and stuff. They're going to be in that group. If you throw the ball well, you'll be my quarterback. You see what I'm saying? So it's not a game. It's just that every woman you meet is going to come with tangibles that's going to separate them from all the other women. And based on that tangible, that's where she's going to be at. Because when a woman looks at a guy and realizes he's scared as fuck, but he's got that nice car, Licario. You know what? Right. All right. He's going to be the one. I want to look good in a car or use his car, Uber. I got this guy right here. Then you got the guy that has a lot of money, ain't got no game. Bank account, shoulder. So women are doing it, Licario, and guys should be doing it too. What say you, sir?
Nah, real talk, man. And, you know, like, man, it's just a lot of these guys out here just need to be real with themselves, and that's how they're going to get more authentic situations with women. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times when dudes is going in one direction, but then they thinking about stuff in another direction and they're all over the place, that's what fucks them up with women, that, you know, most of the time, because it's like, see, women, see, what guys don't understand is this. Women just don't like to be deceived. You understand? Because what women are trying to do is they're trying to find someone real to follow.
Yes.
Because guys will say, well, women lie all the time. Women lie all the time. Because it's in her nature to do that. That's how she manipulates and gains sometimes. Women will do that. But you have to be a leader, meaning you got to be like, look, I'm going to show you a way where you could get shit popping for you in your life without you having to lie. I'm going to upgrade your mind to that next level. But how can you upgrade her mind to that next level when you're doing the same shit she's doing? You see what I'm saying? You're being the same as her, lying and doing all this goofy shit. There's no way she could follow you. So you got to step in and be that motherfucker that she could follow. And then that's where her guard is going to be down. Her defenses are down. Now she'll feel like she need to manipulate and lie and do all that other bullshit to you. Because when she see that you're the truth, she's going to be a reflection of you. You see what I'm saying? So that she becomes the truth. You see what I mean? And that's where it needs to get at. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Marvin, he just answered your question right there, Marvin. He just answered it. There's another question that's being asked right here. Why would a woman do all that stuff for you if you're not doing something for her, like her rent? See, King, hold on, King. King, here's the thing, man. I keep telling you guys, y'all got to stop looking at women like men. Women make emotional investments, okay? I'll keep telling y'all, cars, dresses, shoes, and purses. Look at it like that. It's not the dress that she's buying. It's what how the dress makes her feel, okay? So when I'm going to use Licario again. When a woman sees Licario, she knows what she's getting out of him emotionally, like that dress. I'm not saying he is a dress. I'm saying that he's like that because she's saying, if I give him my time. See, and that's what y'all don't understand. Women can want men. Women can want to fuck men, and I keep trying to tell you that. Because they know they're getting something back. There is a investment and a return on investment with the woman. So when she gets with Licario, she knows she's going to get the roller coaster ride, all the emotions and everything else in there. She knows she's going to get some good dick, and she knows she's going to get someone she can't control, in which she loses control over Mr. Licario. Whereas for you guys, There's no investment in a guy that's scared of women, afraid to talk, doesn't know what to say, can't stand on his principles or anything like that. There's no investment. So what she's got to do is balance out that investment by saying, okay, I need you to take me out to this many dinners. You ever see that commercial, Lucario, where they have a bowl of cereal and they say this cereal equals is like 50 bowls of cereal? You know,
right.
you get 50 bowls of cereal in this one bowl. Well,
right.
That's the thing with Lucario. Lucario is that one bowl. The 50 bowls are you guys, that all the stuff that you got to do to equal one bowl. She's looking at the investment, and it's on an emotional level. And this is what I'm saying. I know it's shocking, but women will take you out on Valentine's Day. Women will buy you Christmas presents. Women will buy you jewelry, shoes, clothes, video games, and all that stuff just for your time. And that's what Lucario and I are trying to show you. There's another way at seeing this shit, man. Lucario?
Nah, that's real shit, man. And Adrian D in the chat at 1254 says, if she's investing but has a roster, why would she want to invest? Because you're you. That's why. That's what it is. This is what y'all don't be getting, man. Like, listen. Okay, it's like I don't understand why this is so hard to understand. Like you're you. You understand? There's nobody else who's you.
Yes.
She got a roster of five dudes, right? But nobody out of those five is like you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's who, you know what I mean? So it's that simple. But again, you got to be that dude. If you ain't that dude, if you ain't on point, if you ain't confident, if you don't got that energy, if you don't value yourself, then you're going to be like the rest of the other four or five guys.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Listen. Okay. She has, first off, I don't give a fuck if she has a roster, because those guys ain't me and I'm not them. So I look, I'm fine with her roster. I know that sounds crazy, guys, because I'm not taking her out to dinner. It's not my job. It's yours. I'm not buying her drinks. I'm not going to be her shoulder. I'm not going to fucking love her from afar and sniff her panties and shit. That's not my job. My job is to be that dildo in the closet. My job is her to pull me out, use me sexually, put me away. I want her to see other guys. This is what y'all don't understand.
Right.
See other guys. Go out. Have a great time. But when you want some of that, come get at me. That's how it is. So where she invests is because she realizes I'm the unattainable. I'm the one that walks on water. I'm the one that turns water into wine. I'm the one that stops bullets. I'm the one, like Neo, I am the one. And when she sees that you're the one, she's going to be like, well, Mr. Lucario, can we talk for a second? I know I'm on my period, but I know you said that we were just going to be friends and everything, but I don't want to be with them anymore. I want to be with you, because that's how it's going to go. You'll be like, whoa, hold on. Wait a second. We got a contract here. Look, you go out with Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. If I like the girl, who cares who you like? You know, cool it now. You go out with them. And then, like we said before, I'm here to just give you dick and bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum, so you know I'm here to fuck. And that is going to make her want you more, because, like Lucario's saying, the other guys are scared and don't know what to do. Lucario is that bowl of cereal that has all the nutrients and ingredients as one, and women want that stuff. Lucario?
That's real talk, man. I'm telling you guys. I gotta understand your value. You know what I mean? You gotta understand your value. You gotta understand that. That's the first step. You know what I'm saying? And that's where you gotta go from there.
All right, Lucario, here's D.
Okay, so he said, I'm in a situation similar where I messed up and made her think I want more than just fun, casual situation with a girl, and now I don't know how to step back without her actually knowing I deceived her. Bro, I mean, it's too late now, man. It's too late. You understand? It's like you have a stain on your shirt. You can't get that stain out. It's over.
That's
the way to shirt. You know what I'm saying?
This is why we tell you to stand on your principle and live off your interests. This is why we keep telling you to be yourself and stop lying. You created this monster because of what you did. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You messed up because you want. See, this is what y'all guys do. Y'all want a back door in a lot of these women and tell them all the shit that you think they want, and you get the pussy off the lie. And when you lie to a woman, you got to cover the lie with another lie, which then you got to cover the lie with another. So all you're doing in your relationship is you just keep covering up the lie that you did previously, and that's your problem. You don't. The problem is I am honest. Lucario is honest with a woman, and that's what y'all don't understand. When a woman sees that you're honest, she's going to get mad, and she's supposed to. She's going to call you an asshole, and that's a beautiful thing. She's going to say, you know what, I don't want to deal with you, and she's going to go. But what you don't understand, what makes her come back is this and you. People like this makes them come back to us because they're like, I'd rather be with an honest whore than a lying guy that ain't got no motherfucking game. Is he going to lie to try to get my pussy? Lucario?
Right. That's facts. I like that you said that. Look, she gonna be mad at the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's because, again, look, the truth a lot of times ain't sugar and roses. You know what I'm saying? it's just real.
Yeah.
It's like the realness. You got to let her feel the realness. You got to let her get prepared to feel the realness. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if she's going to be dealing with you, she got to get prepared to deal with that type of energy that's going to be consistent with dealing with you. You feel what I'm saying? Because this ain't going to be the first time she's hearing the truth. She's going to hear the truth every time she fucking with me. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and remember, guys, the key words is asshole, jerk, selfish, conceited. Those are I want to fuck you words. But when you get nice, sweet, understanding, validating in my you're fucked. You don't want to be that guy. I think there's another question. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Here's a question right here. Here you go. Question right here. Both you guys, how do you know when you found the right one? Both you guys are married. I know you never find women that you. Okay, do you want to go first or shall I, Mr. Lucario?
Well, let me read this question.
Yeah, okay, good, yeah. Yeah, you're like, hold on, motherfucker. Let me read the question.
I know it's never about the women. So, what made you choose that woman to carry your name or her to choose you? Well, again, you kind of answered your own question. It's not about the woman. It's about us. So, the one, even because look, I got a wife and a girlfriend. So. How did I know that they were the one? Was that because they were a reflection of what I wanted in my situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. It's really that simple. So when you start looking at it in the sense of, this group woman is, because you know who the one is? The one is the man in the mirror.
Yeah. To go off with what Lucario says is that at the end, I know this is going to sound crazy. I know y'all going to think, no, there ain't no way. But there's going to come a time in your life where you get tired of the threesomes. You'll get tired of fucking a man's wife in front of him. You'll get tired of the orgies. You'll get tired of the women. Every day you wake up, you'll get tired of reading all them text messages and emails from women asking about you, wanting your time, and you're going to start to see is that they're just all the same. There's nothing really special about them, and you'll get bored with them. And then maybe a part like Lucario is, and I respect him. Lucario does what he wants to do. And again, you don't have to have kids if you don't want to. You can still be a man and be married. You can still be a man and be single. It's what you want to do. Only thing for me was I'm arrogant. I wanted to carbon copy myself. I got to a point where I said, you know what? I'm ready to work on my legacy and my bloodline.
That's right.
So I retired so I can teach, because I always tell Lucario, if I was out there, I don't even know if I'd be doing a show right now, because I'll be out there fucking. I'll be running around. But so it's two different. You see, you got two men going down two different pathways, but they're still two men. And that's the beautiful thing about being a man. Lucario can do what Lucario wants to do, because regardless if he's married or not, he's always going to be a man. And as a man, you've got to know when it's your time. But, I mean, I'm telling you, you're going to get bored with the threesomes, the orgies, and the women wanting to suck your dick, and the women want to come over. Can you fuck me? I miss you. Why don't you care about me? Or I want to kill myself. Yeah, you got to deal. You're going to get tired of that shit, man, after a while. And you're going to be like, man, fuck it. You know? I mean, and again, if you want to get married like Lucario wanted to, because like he said, you got to find someone that's a representation of your name. And that's what Lucario's trying to tell you. your name. That means she's got to slay the fucking Minotaur and take the head to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro just to get your time first.
Right.
She's got to show you why she's worthy of your time. So she's got to learn to pick up the hammer. But, Lucario, what say you on that, sir?
Now, again, like, guys, you know, it still always comes back to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why we want you guys to understand that it's about you and how those, you know, because look, this, and you got to understand something. The woman also benefits from this, too.
Yes.
Because she gets to upgrade by being with you. She gets the knowledge, yes, the wisdom, the understanding,
yes,
by being with you.
Yes.
Because this is the thing. If she ain't going to be with you, what happens is, and this is why, and let me give you guys some heavy game, right? You know why women don't trip when they with a dude and they know that he's fucking with other women? if the guy says, hey, I'm going to be fucking with other women, the reason why they don't trip on that is because for a woman, when they get a man of value, they understand that him fucking a chick is nothing compared to how much value she gets by being with him. So you see what I'm saying? The reason why a lot of times women will trip when a dude is fucking another chick is either because the dude is lying,
mm-hmm,
or she doesn't see that much value in you. You see what,
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So she's like, I don't want to share this guy with some other woman because he's not all that anyway. I want to just keep this not all that guy to myself because I'm not going to share, you know, something that's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to share my $1 bill. I'm not going to split it 50-50 with y'all. I don't want to just have 50 cents. But if I have 500 million and they say, hey, you got to give somebody some, all right, cool. I still got millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? It's the same,
right,
shit. So the woman, when she sees that value in you, she's like, all right, I'm fuck with you. You know what I'm
saying? Well, it just goes back to nature, guys. When a woman sees a real man, she's going to submit because she knows that that man is either going to give her other alpha children or an alpha lifestyle. That's all a man can give a woman. Mm-hmm. Remember, she's going after your last name and she's going after your ring. So when she gets with a real man, she's proud of it. Why do you think even when NBA and okay, let me explain what's going on out there. A lot of you guys don't know. A lot of motherfuckers that's in the NBA, NFL, and Hollywood and stuff like that, the wives know that these guys are fucking other women. You
right.
Any businessman out there, motherfuckers who have no game, okay, that are about something, the women know that they're fucking other women. They're just saying this, just don't get caught and make me look bad. You know,
go
out and I listen, I know what you're doing and I have no problem with that because what you bring to the table, what you bring to me. Just don't get caught and put me in a situation where I look foolish. I know that you're, and what y'all don't even understand and how deep it is, sometimes women will go out and find other women for you. Y'all, I mean, some women will, quote unquote, surprise you when you coming home from work and there's another woman in your bed. Yeah, I mean, so that's how deep the game gets. It's just that, and I'm just saying, but they just don't want that information out. You know what I mean? Women know what's going on, but they just don't want to be judged. They say, do what you want to do, just don't get caught and make me look bad. Lucario, what say you on that?
Nah, real talk, and see, that's the part of the game dudes don't understand. It's like, because they haven't put themselves on a pedestal, right? They can't see that a woman would do that. They can't see that a woman would actually want to interact with them in that way. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Here's one. Why should a guy compromise in a relationship? And which?
I don't even understand the question.
What the fuck do you mean compromise? A man does never compromise. He negotiates, you know, chicken or steak. You know, you do the dishes, I take out the trash type shit. But
right,
you don't compromise your motherfucking goal for the man. I don't even know if you want to answer that. Let's get to the next one. That so fucking sounds crazy. Let's hit this one. Does that mean stay away from a woman who's emotionally damaged or disconnected? Or does that matter? Let me say something real quick. Guys, listen. Here's y'all's problem. Y'all keep making it about these bitches, and you ain't making it about yourself. Just because she is emotionally damaged to another guy doesn't mean she's going to be that way to me. So I don't give a fuck what she is. Here's the bottom line. if she's on my program, whatever my program is, if she's riding on my program, she gets to stay on my roster. If she's not riding on my program and is disrespectful, she is gone. That's it. Lucario, what say you, sir?
Yeah, and the thing is, you're not going to really know how a chick is until you're interacting with her. So, because you have to see how she's responding to you. So if she's responding in a way where she's on some bullshit, you feel what I'm saying, and then that continues to happen, then it's like, okay, well, I'm not really fucking with you because you're not being down with my program. And, yeah, she could be emotionally damaged and all that other shit, but the thing is, at the end of the day, it's how she's responding to you. You see what I'm saying? Because she could be a chick who's emotionally, you know, quote-unquote damaged and all that other stuff, but if you're in a situation where your game is so heavy that it turns that around, then what difference did it make that she was emotionally damaged before she got to see you?
Oh, shit, we got a line of calls. Oh, shit, I didn't see that. We have a line of calls. All right, here we go. Okay, sorry, calls. 732-443-3239. I got you. We're going to go one at a time. 732, I'm sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question, sir?
Oh, shit. Yeah, what's good, Mr. Lucario? Yeah, hello?
What's your question, sir?
What's going on? What's good?
Hey, yo, Mr. Lucario, I got two questions, man. Yo, I know you stay in New York, right? Now, how is New York looking? Is there still a lot of women out there? Since the post, you know, coronavirus thing going on?
Nah, they still out here. They still out here chilling, bro. There's a lot of women out here. All they doing is fixing that. It's all good. You still get your popping.
Oh, yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you a question. How could you bag, you know, the strippers and the bottle girls in the strip club? Now, all these type of women, you know, harder to bag or?
Brother.
You said how can you get what? Strippers in the
club? Yeah, he wants to know how to run by. Dude, are you fucking serious with that question?
No, I'm serious. Because I'd be wanting to fuck one of them strippers and bottle girls, you know? I just want to know, is it possible to fuck them?
Can I go first on this one, Lucario?
Go ahead.
All right, listen, 732, there are two rules of the game when it comes to strippers. Number one, the strip club is her domain. There, you do not go in there thinking that you're going to run game on somebody who's running that fucking, that little boxed-ass environment, all right? If you want to get a stripper, go to Denny's or IHOP around 2:30, because them bitches always got to go eat. And candy on the strip pole is going to be Lisa at IHOP. Portia on the strip pole is going to be Tiffany at Denny's. So when they put their stripper hat down and transform back into regular woman, like Superman shit, that's when you talk to them out their environment, because when they're in their environment, they just want money. That's all they want. They in there for the money, the bag. But here's the thing I got to tell you. If you fucking with these strippers, don't get your panties twisted when she got other guys buying her shit, taking on lavish trips and cruises and jewelry and all that other shit. That's her job. And a lot of guys can't handle strippers because they can't handle the other men. Lucario, what say you, brother?
No, that's fact. I was about to say that. You got to get them outside that environment. You feel what I'm saying? And so once you do that, you can make it happen. But, again, like he was saying, you got to be able to deal with that shit, because it's not about just – like, you can't be one of these emotional dudes and getting all attached and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you feel them dudes, don't even bother. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just want to give them just for a one-night stand, though. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. You are 732. You already lost because she sees you as weak. I'm telling you, before she sees you, she's going to see you as weak, needy, and thirsty. And she's going to play you because you ain't got no value, because all you want to do is fuck. You ain't looking at the bigger picture. So that's why you're going to lose. She's going to run game on you, dog, because you ain't stable enough as a man to want her to want to fuck you, dog, okay?
I see. Okay.
All right, man. Thank you, brother. Area code 443, respect to you, 732. 443, what's your question, brother? What's up?
How you doing, OG? It's your boy Aqua Dragon again, Mr. Mick Tarl himself. Hey, what's up, Lucario? How you doing today, man?
What's good, brother? How can we help you, man?
I thought that, well, before I get to that, the fact that I listen to you guys, you know, because I'm a fan of yours and Lucario's about, you know, the dating scene, I do understand female nature to almost an advanced degree. You see what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So I know how they operate. So, which means I deal with them. Huh?
Not true. That's a lie. Because if you knew about the truth about female, you wouldn't be a metal. So stop the lie. But to answer your question, that's a lie. You don't lie. You don't need to lie to us. You don't know female nature because you're a metal. You're acting like a female. You're not. You don't know female nature. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, but don't.
Right. Okay.
Don't lie to yourself. Be honest. You don't know females.
Right.
You don't understand.
Right. So right. I'm not lying. I'm not a MGTOW because I can't get women. Now, I will say this. If you're a MGTOW for that reason, that is lame. You know, that is very lame and stupid. I will say that. I'm MGTOW, like I said, told you before a couple of times, because of the gynocracy of this society. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that. And also, I'm MGTOW. Huh?
Hold on. What's the gynocracy?
What is that? What is the gynocracy?
Well, for starters, all these laws and stuff like that, like child support laws, marriage laws, or what else? The media, how they, you know, want to pit women above men, and how they pit men in a bad light. Go ahead.
Stop. What does child support laws got to do with your fucking ass when you ain't even fucking with women? What do the laws have to do with you?
Well, first of all, OG, I do still fuck with women. I'm a lion. I eat zebras. So that right there is, you know, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, it's about teaching, huh? Because back in the day when I was young, and like most men, we want to have families and have a wife and all that, right? And that's what we want when we grew up. It's like you got a wife and kids, right? But when we got older and realized how, you know, fucked up the system is, and then how a lot of women, not all, use the system to their advantage to get over me. Like, you may be like, no, fuck that shit. We ain't getting married, man. We're going to be single or just date them, and that's it.
All right,
hold on. I want to ask you a question. Okay. Would the laws apply to you if the woman that you was with was listening to you?
If she's a really, really good woman like Myra off of Family Matters, then most likely, almost 100% lead, no. You know what I'm saying? Even though that's still a small chance. And the only time I would do a relationship again, which I don't do anymore, is if I meet a woman who's like Myra or Family Man.
Please, just.
But basically what you're saying is this. What you're saying is that because I don't have any management in my relationship with my woman, that means that she's going to act or become or do this type of shit, right? Now, if you did have management in the situation, you wouldn't have to worry about these things that she might do. So why, first of all, why are you having kids with a woman who doesn't respect you or anything like that? Why are you making a woman your girlfriend or wife who hasn't really been, you know, trained to be that type of woman for you? Because if you would have done this from the beginning, none of this other shit would happen.
But he ain't got nothing like that. That's the whole problem. He talking about the mythical woman. 443, have you or your group of guys fucked every woman in the world to make the statements that you're making?
No, we haven't fucked every woman in the world. And like I said, not every woman is bad. I didn't say all women is bad, Steve. This is what I'm saying. I didn't say all women is bad. What I'm saying is in general, in today's age.
But in general, why do you give a fuck? In general, why do you... This is where you lose because you give a fuck. Why do you care? Why?
Well, I care more about my well-being. It's not about her. You know, I'm not the woman like you always say. I care about more of my well-being so I can avoid the bullshit traps. That's all. It's like if I see a bear trap, if I'm a bear, I'm going to avoid that shit.
Why are you complaining about the dinocentric? What is the parent word?
It's gynocentrism. It's a big thing.
Yeah, why?
I got not this, so yeah.
Why are you worried about it?
It's still kind of affect us to a small degree, like I said, with the laws, the media, stuff like that, and then how they portray men in a bad light. So say, no, fuck that. We're not going to.
Hold on. can child support laws affect a guy with no kids?
There you go. Can child support laws affect a guy with no kids? 443.
No, that's why I'm not having any. Duh.
Now, let's say you do have kids. Now, would that affect you if you actually had some sort of influence on your woman?
And like I said a minute ago, 98% no, because there's, you know, I got influence on her. But that's still a small possibility. It's like hitting a lottery where she might just out of nowhere just, you know what, I'm going to just, you know, switch up. Because even though she has influence, she still has the capability of doing it. That's what I'm saying. It's like we all have capabilities of doing something, don't mean we're going to do it, huh?
I'm going to tell you, she wouldn't do it if you had influence. You understand? Shout out to my dude, hold on. Shout out to my dude, Mr. Limba Channel. He said, he did a video where he said, women either listen to society or their man. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So let her listen to you. Why is she not listening to you?
So you saying if I have influence on her, there's 0% chance she gonna do some fuck shit as long as I have influence on her?
That's what I'm. If she's listening to you, you don't gotta worry about all that gynocentric nonsense. This is what I'm trying to say.
You're just parenting, right?
Most of you get caught up in that is because they got in within a relationship with a woman who was
woman
took advantage of the dude because he was beta. You know what I'm saying? And that's why in the situation. You ever heard of the story of Bonnie and Clyde?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bonnie was robbing banks with Clyde. Why? Because Clyde had influence over her. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So she was doing
what
she wanted to do.
He was leading her. You don't know how. Here's your problem. You don't know how to lead a woman, okay? You can't lead a woman because what you're saying is, look how much power you're giving the mythical woman that you haven't even met yet. You are so scared of women that you are coming up with a million and one excuses, and you're not even looking at the mirror to see that you're the fucking problem. Why they don't want to fuck with you? You're sitting there coming up with all these false things about somebody you haven't even met yet. Think about what you're doing. You're creating something in your mind about a woman you've never met before. And then, like a woman that's emotional, you are in your feelings about a woman. Do you hear that? You want to talk. You're talking about a family and government. Most of you motherfuckers ain't fucking with women. Y'all need to stop lying, man.
Well, I'm fucking with women. I am. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I listen to you guys so I can learn more game to deal with them the right way. OG?
No, because you are – listen to your language. You telling me you ain't fucking with – a man that's fucking with women is not going to talk about dinocentric – where the fuck were you? Men don't talk that way when they fucking women. You know what they talking about? Goddamn, you know I'm going to get at you later, man. I got to get – old girl want to get some of this dick. That's how they talk. They don't say, well, hey, Mr. Carl, you know, what you doing, Steve? Well, you know, you can't believe that the government is going to take my kid away if I do this in family court. And, you know, the dino citrus of the women and things like that. Men don't talk that motherfucking way, dude. Listen to how you talk. You don't have women, dude. Because if you did, you wouldn't talk that way.
Also, I wanted to understand, how do you explain Steve, don't you got kids?
What say you with me? Why am I not... getting raked over and screwed up. Why? Tell me why. Why?
You know why? Because OG, that's OG. Oh, right. And at the same time, OG, out of respect, you're the OG, because you found a admirer. Your name is Steve, right? Like Steve Urkel, but not Urkel, but your name is Steve. You found your admirer. You found your woman who is the opposite of the negative stereotypical of how women are today. And you operate like a man, so put those two together, you got a successful thing. Not perfect, but successful.
I didn't find a Myra, motherfucker. Myra found me.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. All right, Myra found you. My point is, you got a Myra. You had kids by a Myra. So now, and plus, you operate like an alpha dude, which you're supposed to, right? And now your relationship and your family, you know, everything structure is successful. It's not perfect, but it's successful because you know, put the right ingredients in. Right.
But that's the point. You're not putting in the right ingredients because you're adding poison to your thinking, blaming women. Listen, dude, your stance is about something that has nothing to do with the game. Listen to what I'm saying. You're making a stance about women, right or wrong. Everything you're saying is about women, right or wrong. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And if women are not a part of the game, then why are you making it about something that has nothing to do with the game then, sir?
Well, isn't that what you and LaCarnio are about? Dating coaches teach men how to be man mindsets and how to get women? Ain't that what y'all about?
No. I tell you what, LaCarnio tells you the truth is inside you. LaCarnio and I, we teach you about you. We tell you women are a perk in your journey to being a man. The only reason we talk about women because y'all ask us questions about women. But that's part of the perks of being a man. Perk. Women have nothing to do with what we teach because what does LaCarnio keep saying? Did he ever tell you the truth is inside the woman? Have you ever heard him say that? No.
No.
He keeps.
He said truth is inside you. Yeah.
Right. So if it's inside of you, what is he saying? You got to work on yourself to get what you want. But you don't see it that way. As soon as you make it about a woman, you lose. And what have you been doing all your life with that moniker? Making it about something that's a fucking perk in the eyes of a man. LaCarnio?
Yeah, because look, you were saying that he found the Myra. It's like, no, you create the Myra.
You thank you.
That's what I'm
okay.
saying. So it's not
okay.
A,
okay. Okay, good point.
Hold on, you can meet any woman, and then if she's coachable, then you create her into the type
okay.
of woman you want. Right. So now, because you're creating that woman, that situation, you don't have look, because look, anything can happen. Anything can happen. I'm not saying shit can't happen.
Okay.
risk could happen. But what I'm saying is that the more on point you are at creating the situation for yourself, then what happens is that the least likely that shit you worried about is going to happen. This is why I tell guys, look, wait 12 to 18 months before you make a girl your girlfriend. You understand? And I say wait a few years before you make it your wife. Because what I'm saying is that if you take that time, then you can see what this woman is about, what she's, you know,
right.
you know, is she coachable to you? Is she going to be
right.
a chick on point? And is she being influenced by your leadership? Now, if all of those things check
right.
off, then you ain't got to worry about none of that other extra shit. Because guess what? If you do have a kid with her, she's not going to run off to the fucking government and be like, hey, you know why? Because she's so influenced by you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
She's attached to what you're saying, so she's going to listen to you. She's going to be like, so you say, okay, listen, this is what we're going to do with this situation. So right now, what you're thinking about is you're thinking about the woman acting a certain way because she's acted that way dealing with weak men.
Yes.
So you're getting advice, so you're getting insight on women from weak men. Just like I said earlier with the example, if a nerdy, goofy-ass dude was dealing with a woman, his experience with women is, oh, they take advantage of you, they
yes.
get all your money, they fucking, you know, do all this other shit. So this is what you're getting from. But you meet a guy, let's say you meet a guy like Steve, and Steve is like, listen, I've been with my wife for X amount of years. We got kids, she listens to me, we do this, we do that, and everything's cool. So it's two different guys you're getting two different information from. So this is what I'm saying, where you got to understand that all the things you're talking about, because even with the thing with the MGTOW, is that when you say you're MGTOW, you're making it about women.
Period.
MGTOW is directly correlated to worrying about women. Directly. Period. There's no way around it. It's tied to that.
Yes. That's why you're losing, brother, because you're making it about women. I keep telling you, and LaCarnio tells you in his way, as a man, I am only going to judge a woman on how she treats my motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck how she treats the next man because how she treats him is none of my fucking.
I agree.
If you agree
right.
on that,
I agree.
What the But then how are you saying what you saying then? How are you saying all this shit about women? Because you haven't even dealt with that shit. You're just...
Here's the thing, though, G, about MGTOW. You know, as far as the base level, it's not all about women. I mean, I will be honest with you. I do think they should make more videos about other things besides women because it does get old. But the base level of MGTOW is hold on, okay. I got this, OG. I'm be real quick. It basically is about you as a man by, like I said, being alpha, putting your purpose first, and putting yourself first, and improving yourself. So it is about men as well. Not usually about women, but it is about men. You know what I'm saying? You know, as a reaction to men's bad experiences,
You're a grown man, so you need someone to hold your little hand and wipe your little mouth and tuck you in and tell you
I do not. I do not.
Then fuck you. Why the fuck are you? Your father should have taught you responsibility. Maybe he didn't. And maybe that's why you're attached to another group of men that are telling you that, oh, let's get together. You need to be. That shit is purpose is responsibility, motherfucker. That's all it is. But here's what I'm saying. If you put a drop of poison in water, is that water still water or is that water acidic? So if you can say all this purpose and do this and get your shit together, which is responsibility, but as soon as you put a woman in there that you bitch about, it defeats everything you're saying because you're making it about
that's
something
if you let it.
That – No, you let
that's
it.
If you let it.
You,
that's if you – No, I don't no more. I used to. I was a beta male.
Hey, Steve, you know the dynocentric or whatever the fucking thing of women, that family court and government. Did you not say that? Did you not mention women as a dynocentric whatever?
Because
it's
a reality, OG. It's a reality.
It's your reality. It's not my reality because I ain't you. That's your reality. But your reality is mimicking and parroting someone else's reality, and that's what you don't understand. You're just like a robot. I'm going to repeat what I see on YouTube. Ah, Polly want a cracker. Ah, that's all you're doing because your reality, because you have no sense of self. You want somebody else to tell you how to think. That's your fucking problem. And
aren't you doing the same thing? Aren't you like doing the same thing? Teaching men, you guys teach men too. Y'all teach men to be men. So yes, you're actually guiding men how they should be. Y'all doing the same thing. You think about it. Y'all teaching men on how to be alpha.
Huh? You got to understand. We're teaching men about being their individual selves.
Thank you.
On their own thing.
Thank you.
Teaching them to be a part of a group. It's like the difference between having a gang and then somebody teaching somebody something. You understand? To help themselves out. And so the question I'm asking you is, what if MGTOW stands for men going their own way? What are they going their own way from?
They're going their own way from following societal standards. By going their own way means being your own individual self on your own path. That's similar to what you're saying, where you and Dean saying be yourself.
You got other calls, man.
Yeah, it is.
You know what you're doing? You're smart. You're trying not to use the W word as women. You're trying to say everything. You don't want to say women. You know you want to say women. You know you want to say something about a woman, because you know if you do that, we gonna nip you in the fucking bud. So that's the problem, because you don't want to be an individual. But did you have a question, man? We're not here to argue. What's your question? What is your question?
Okay, man. You know what? I just realized that me and you and Lucario and the rest of the panel are not going to see eye to eye or understand the MGTOW because y'all got your own perception. Even though I'm telling y'all the actual meaning. I mean, but that's okay. I mean, we gotta hate each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm still fans of yours. I still listen to y'all.
Wait. You know why I hate you motherfuckers? I'm going to tell you why I hate you motherfuckers.
Hold on. You just said you ain't hate us. You said you don't hate us. Something else us. Last time I talked to you, you didn't say hate. You didn't say hate the last time I talked to you.
No, I'm going to tell you why I can't stand you motherfuckers. It's not for who
you
are.
Okay, there you go.
Y'all, Okay. The problem is I hate that you are blinding these young men. I hate the fact that you're fucking with these, you're fucking with our future by telling these young impressionable men that they ain't got a shot to be men and they got to listen to your fucking whining ass of your weak ass stories of how you got ran and drugged and you try to get them to believe your stories. Like the motherfucker you met, you believed his stories. That's why I hate you motherfuckers. Because you want to be a Metal, go about your way and be a Metal on your fucking own. Leave the kids alone. That's where I got a fucking problem. Leave these other people alone. Stop pushing your fucking ideology on motherfuckers. But what is your question, man? Because we got other calls. What's your question?
Go ahead, OJ. And that's all I wanted, man. That's all I wanted to talk about.
All right, man. All right. We throw you back in, dog. Listen. Well, here's the question. You just need to find a Metal site, brother. All right, we'll throw you back in. I'm sorry. 111, you're in. 647. 111. What's your question, man? My God. Sorry, Chapman. What's your question? 111.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Governor. We blow you kind. What's your question, brother?
I want to fuck your wife very hard, mate. I want to put my cock inside your wife, mate. My cock in my hand right here.
That's
right.
Motherfucker.
You can't, though. My dude, you ain't got no game, brother. You ain't gonna be able to fuck nobody.
He waited damn near 20, 30 minutes to say that shit, dude. Hey, dog, where you from, dog? Where you from?
Well,
where you from,
saying,
motherfucker? Hung up on your bitch ass. Erico 647, what's up, dog? What's your question, man? 861, we see you. 647,
hey,
what's your question?
Hey, Steve, I'm just listening. Put me back in the queue, please.
Okay, you just listening? Okay. Erico, long distance, 861, whatever your number. What's your question, brother?
Hello. Hey, what's up, brother? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hey, first I want to just shout out Steve the Dean and Lucario. I've been listening to you for about a month now. Here's my thing. I'll be honest with you. I just started listening, you know, to your program about a month ago, and basically I'm, what do you call it? I would say I'm a trick. I'm a guy, you know, who's been used to, you know, going out and paying for it. And, I would even venture as far as say I'm like a trick sex addict, and I'm getting out of that lifestyle. It's really affected me in a bad way, really. And I'm trying to get out of that lifestyle to having, you know, relationships with women. Now, I'm not interested much in the, like, having a bunch of girlfriends, but just more something like monogamous. And I want to know what advice you have, you know, for getting out of that unhealthy lifestyle to getting into, a more healthy lifestyle.
Got to get on themanmindset.com. You got to get on badboymembership.com. That's the first thing. But
I can't hear you, Lucario. Go ahead.
I said you got to get on the
Hello?
Bad Boy membership.
Okay.
Get on the Mindset website. And you need to just stop. Just go cold turkey with that shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, why having sex without paying for it?
I'm sorry. Say it one more time again. You're getting cut off. Go ahead.
Are you having sex or have you had sex in the past year without paying for it?
Yes. Very few times, but yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, yes. So why do you feel like you pay for it?
Well, because it's not consistent. Like maybe like I might have met someone at the grocery store or you know, a friend introduced me, and it was like a one-night stand. But it's not something like as much as I like to have sex. So,
and why,
that's
and
why.
And what make it more consistent? What do you think you would do to make it more consistent?
Maybe like once every 2 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what can you do, though? What do you think you can do to make it more consistent?
Well, that's what I've been trying to change my life, because actually I don't know, I'm successful at business and done a lot of things in that area, but when it comes to women, I'm not, you know, this is something new for me in my life. So, I, you know, this whole like dating thing, meeting women and stuff is something that I just recently started. But before that, that's what I was tricking my money on.
Right. Well, this is the thing. You got to just learn some game, bro. That's what you need to do. You need to learn game. Stop, because you're using the money as a crutch. So you gotta stop.
Hello?
What you doing? Yeah, you gotta start. Stop. Right? And you need to start now learning how to be attractive. That's what you need to learn how to do. So all that money. Read some books. Buy some seminars. Bad Boy membership. Man mindset. Invest in that. So you're.
Hello?
My
dude. Yeah, I can't hear you. Go ahead. I can't. You keep coming in and out, man. Go ahead.
All right, listen.
Hello?
Hang up. I said hang up your phone.
Yeah,
I'm not on the. Hang up your phone and then
okay,
just come and play back.
Okay,
right,
no problem. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Right. So, basically, again, invest that money in yourself. That's what I'm going to say to you. It's that simple. Invest the money in learning how to, how to be the type of guy that's attractive to women. It's that simple. You understand? All that other trick and shit and wasting time doing all that other nonsense, that's not going to bring you nowhere. That's just going to keep you in the same spot. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that is. Yeah. All
right, we got any questions?
That's it.
Lucario. Check your email.
What happened?
There was a reply. I want to show you this.
Oh, my goodness. You're crazy.
Check your message real quick.
Will you send me an email?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you. No, the message is right there. Check that out.
Okay.
Check that out. Hey. All right, so, is that all the calls right there? I think that's all the calls. Oh, wait, there's six,
right.
wait, 732, we got him, 647. We talked to 647, right? He was just listening. All right, so do you want to look at any more of the messages right now, or are you ready to wrap? What you want to do, Lucario?
Yeah, we can wrap up. I gotta.
Okay, why don't you tell him what you want to do, what's going on with you, and then I'm going to tell him my special surprise.
Remember, make sure you guys go to badboymembership.com, join the Bad Boy membership. Also, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Real Mr. Lucario. Make sure you guys check that out. Also, make sure you guys go to MrLucario.com to get the book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, ebook, hard copy, or audiobook. So that's pretty much it.
Tonight, guys, I'm going to do a very special show that's going to be titled, Do You Want to Be a Mode or Do You Want to Be a Man? And this is going to be for Alan Bitch-Ass Roger Curry. So, and I'm going to let you guys know, I'm going to tell him this shit right motherfucking now. We're going to do a special show tonight that's going to be titled, Do You Want to Be a Mode or Do You Want to Be a Man? And I'm telling that motherfucker right now, as we on the show live, I'm telling him right now, and I'm going to show you this shit. I'm typing it right now, tonight.
Before you do all that, I ain't got nothing to do with
this. You ain't, Corey, I ain't got nothing to do with this. Lucario, out of that. This is what we're doing tonight. I'm sorry. I'm just letting y'all know what we're going to be doing tonight. So anyway, Lucario ain't got nothing to do with it. Lucario has nothing to do with this. Anyway, that's going to be the show tonight. But anyway, guys, we appreciate y'all guys. Hey, the register for the Bad Boy membership today. Remember, the seminar today is at 2 o'clock p.m. today. Get the spaces on the
7 p.m.
Oh, 7 p.m. I'm sorry, I was reading April. I was reading what you're saying, April.
Register.
Register by 2. I'm sorry, April. Register by 2 o'clock, okay? Register by 2 o'clock, okay? But, guys, y'all have a good one. Y'all know what to do. Get with Mr. Lucario. Lucario, you already told him how to get at you at the badboymembership.com, right? Right?
Yes.
All right, yes. So y'all want to get at me, Steve the Dean Williams. I'm setting that motherfucking show up in a little while, guys. We're going to put some work in. We're going to put some work in. Y'all know how the fuck I am. We about to put some work in. So, anyway, this has nothing about Lucario. Hey, man, we good. And like I say, y'all have a good one. Y'all be good. The truth is inside you. We going to get with y'all later. This ain't about Lucario at all. Nothing to do with him. I'm sorry. Here we go. We out this bitch. Oh, shit. Look at that shit. Lucario, look. Oh, no. Oh, no.